This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News for Friday, November 14th, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Barbara Reyna is reporting in the Register Star that a member of the Ichabod Crane Board of Education is calling for the public disclosure of all district employee salaries. At the regular meeting of the board last week, Jeffrey Ulott raised his concerns about the October 7th executive session and the subsequent public vote. He said the recent salary increases awarded to non-bargaining employees should be included in board meeting minutes. Ulott said Ichabod Crane is the only district in Columbia County that does not incorporate all personnel agenda items and stipend information in board minutes. He said the board's practice may not be in compliance with a variety of laws, including the public officers law and the open meetings law. In a subsequent interview with Reyna, Superintendent George Zini said all salaries are accounted for and totaled in annual budgets. He also said individual salaries of non-bargaining employees are available through the Freedom of Information Law, or FOIL, requests. Zini said the board would seek legal opinion from the school attorney. Read the full story in the Register Star. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Catskill Town Board adopted its 2015 budget in a 3-2 split vote last week. The vote was taken following a public hearing on the plan. The $6.67 million budget carries a $3.31 million tax levy, a 0.5% increase over last year. The lone speaker at the public hearing was Catskill Planning Board member Joseph Izzo, who spoke in his capacity as a private citizen concerning the unequal town justice salaries. Izzo said because both positions carry the same workload, he believed it was inappropriate to pay the two justices different salaries. Catskill Town Supervisor Joseph Leggio said the matter was discussed during budget workshops. He said it was believed both salaries are consistent with what the workload demands. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Kyle Hughes is reporting for the NYS News Education Service that education advocates Thursday, November 13th, called for an increase of $1.2 billion in state aid to schools for the 2015-16 budget year. The preservation of programs and services in the New York's non-charter public schools depends on it, they said. The New York State Educational Conference Board said Governor Andrew Cuomo and the state legislature also need to make up ground lost since their near collapse of the U.S. economy in 2008. The conference includes school board members, district administrators, teachers union leaders, and parent-teacher associations. Conference board said in a memo released at an Albany press conference, quote, "The upcoming state budget process provides the opportunity to turn the corner from the toughest fiscal challenges of the recent past and fund education in a manner that is adequate, equitable, and stable so that schools may make sustainable progress," unquote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Max Oppen in the Daily Mail tells a confusing tale of how the town of Hunter is turning off some streetlights to save money. Huntertown Supervisor Daryl Legg said there are also other benefits. Quote, "I think it's safer when it's darker because you can see an oncoming traffic," unquote, Legg said at a November 11th meeting with Central Hudson to discuss removing some of the town's streetlights. Quote, "It's a matter of economics and being green and looking toward dark skies. It's the most responsible thing to do," unquote. The board discussed replacing mercury vapor lights with more energy-efficient high-pressure sodium bulbs. Central Hudson currently does not offer the more energy-efficient LED lighting, but the town could switch off Central Hudson and do LED themselves. Central Hudson charges around $180 a year for each pole in town, working or not, the story says, with the town slated to spend $35,000 in 2015 on street lighting. The story does not say how many streetlights will be removed under the plan, but does say Haynes Falls will lose the most lights. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Arthur Cassano is reporting in the Register Star that the Columbia County Board of Supervisors voted Wednesday, November 12th, it would not fill the position of Public Works Commissioner. According to Cassano's account, the decision was made as a cost savings measure. The full board voted at a special meeting to leave the post empty in the proposed 2015 county budget. Former Commissioner David Robinson served in the position until his term expired November 3rd. The County Public Works Department is composed of the Highway Engineering Facilities and Solid Waste Departments. Board of Supervisors Chairman Patrick Grattan said the board's Public Works Committee will now oversee those departments. Supervisors Ellen Thurston of Hudson and Raymond Statz of Claremont, both Democrats, voted against the move. Stotts called the decision unwise, quote, "There are some things we need leadership to do that department heads can't," unquote, he said. Thurston said she was just hearing the idea for the first time and did not understand the reasoning behind it. And Thurston is a WGXC volunteer programmer. You can read the full story in the Register Star. Today is Friday, November 14th, 2014, and public meetings today. In Columbia County, there's an official dedication of the renovated Columbia County Courthouse in honor of Judge Roger J. Minor at 2 p.m. at 401 Union Street in Hudson. Also in Hudson, the Historic Preservation Commission meets at 10 a.m. at 520 Warren Street in Hudson. National Weather Service in Hudson says today should be mostly cloudy and then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 40. Friday night mostly clear with a low around 21. Saturday should be sunny with a high near 38. Saturday night increasing clouds with a low around 23. Sunday cloudy with a high near 42. And Sunday night there's a chance of rain and snow showers between 8 p.m. and 11 p.m. and then a chance of snow showers after 11. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.